Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
David Cobb is college basketball and college football writer at CBS Sports. You hear him all the time. You heard him a little bit earlier with Sparky, but he's on X at David W. Cobb. He's working overtime today. David, what's happening, brother? How are you?
Gabe, I'm well. I told Connor, you guys are lucky. I didn't have a tea time today, so I'm around. I'm following the portal. Looks like Memphis has been active since the time I talked to you guys earlier. And, no rest for the weary this time of year. I'm sure you saw our group of five power rankings drop. So never anything, any shortage of things to discuss.
Now, do you have a tea time this weekend?
So here's the deal. I'm on call this weekend. Not saying I won't get to the golf course. I'm just saying that, like,
it might have to be a smooth nine so you get it out of the way.
It'll be one of those nines that's played with the laptop in the bag, actually.
I hear you. Now, before we get to the group of five rankings, I have to start with Musa Cisse back to the University of Memphis. I think there's some Memphis fans that are a little cold on the idea, but considering what's out there on the big market, it's about as good as you can do. Don't let perfect get in the way of good is what Connor always says, what I always sort of reiterate with people. But when we look at Musa Cisse, freshman of the year in the AAC, he was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year in 2022. The last time Memphis finished number one in adjusted defensive efficiency was when he was on campus. And this was, according to KenPom, it was when he was on campus in 2021. I mean, pretty solid addition considering the situation.
Yeah, now you know what he is. The expectations this time around, drastically different than they were the first time around when he was a consensus five-star prospect, ranked number 12 in his class by 24/7. When you come in with those sorts of expectations, and there's been guys like Precious Achiuwa and James Wiseman come through, then yeah, what he did for Memphis as a freshman was a little underwhelming. But now with 4 years of college experience under his belt, you know what Musa Cisse is, and you're not bringing him in to be a star. You're bringing him in to be a rim protector, and he's proven to be one of the best in college basketball in that realm during his career. So this isn't a guy that you bring in to center your offense around or to ever score you 15 points in a game. This is a guy who you bring in to play defense. And that was a little bit of a gap in the roster, and he fills that gap quite nicely.
And something that is nice is I think they need more front court pieces, maybe one or two more, depending on what Penny and Rick and the staff want to do. But all three of their front court members, or four if you add Nick Jourdain, they all have different skill sets. Like, Dane Danger can be a back-to-the-basket offensively inclined big. It looks like he's lost some weight, so maybe he'll run the floor a little bit better. Tyreek Smith, who they brought in from SMU, rim-running crazed maniac, energy guy who can give you 15 to 20 minutes a game, and he's really good on the defensive end. And he's very switchable. And then you have now, you know, a certified rim protector and Musa Cisse. They've done a good job of differentiating the skill sets in that front court, which I think is something that is a luxury to have.
Yeah, now you can flex Nick Jourdain out to the perimeter a little bit more. Yeah. I saw Penny talking to Wolo about that. That's interesting. If you can get some stretch four type of minutes from Nick Jourdain, where he's able to knock down the three a little bit, which he's shown the ability to do during his career, then that adds another element to your offense. It helps keep the floor space for Haggerty and Hunter. So, yeah, you've got a variety of looks now in the front court that you can trot out there. So that can help you in a lot of different ways. You can go matchup by matchup with ride the hot hand, go defense if you need to with Musa, or go out there and get some buckets with Dane Danger on the floor. So I think it's a good mix of guys that he's put together so far in that front court.
Yeah. Where are you at on David Jones and his return? I know that you brought up Wolo and Penny talking to Wolo at the Tigers on Tour event in Collierville. 70-30, and he says, I definitely will be looking forward to him coming back. If they add him to this roster can take, I mean, just a astronomical leap.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he would be a piece that completely changes the distribution of points, the hierarchy of touches, the flow of the offense. And that can be good or bad.
Right.
As it stands now, I think the ball's going to be in P.J. Haggerty's hands a lot. If David Jones comes back, P.J. Haggerty will still handle the ball quite a bit, but then you run a lot of stuff through David Jones, and he's getting touches early in the clock, and maybe it's not so much about the pick and roll with Haggerty as it is about the ISO or pick and roll with David Jones or the driving kick to David Jones. That's not a bad thing. It just it would, you know, kind of cause them to reevaluate the offensive hierarchy a little bit, because I think David Jones then becomes your 1A. I know he does. Look at what he did last season. Look at the production.
Sure.
So there's no way he's not your primary scorer if he comes back. And then you sort of have to reevaluate a little bit about how you use a guy like P.J. Haggerty, who does his best work on the ball. So obviously, the more talent you can get, the better. You know what David Jones is, and that's a potential AAC player of the year. So you want him back. But if you don't get him back, I wouldn't necessarily call it the end of the world, because they've done a decent job of adding other offense to this roster.
Now, sticking to college basketball before we get to these Group of Five rankings, Myron Medcalf tabbed a story on ESPN today about what John Calipari had to say about his roster, limiting his roster to 8 or 9 guys and having, you know, practice bodies with walk-ons and graduate assistants. I didn't really like his rationalization. You know, they're leaving anyway. Why would I develop a kid for someone else? No reason to do that. Then he also had another rationalization, and he mentioned coaching 6 players at UMass. I do definitely want to push back against that one. But he had Marcus Camby, and you're playing against A-10 competition. So let's just relax a little bit trying to compare it to UMass. We're talking about the SEC now, when you have comparable player getters in Nate Oates and Bruce Pearl, guys like that up and down the SEC coaching roster. What did you think about this? It's definitely, I think he'll be fine. I think this Arkansas team will be good. They have more than enough experienced talent now with John L. Davis, Jonas Adu, a couple of more additions. But 8 or 9 guys is definitely not the ideal number you want to get to in year one at Arkansas.
Yeah, why don't you ask Bill Self about playing with 8 or 9 guys and how that can go wrong? Because Kansas went into last season after its freshman class disintegrated. They lost one of the key transfers in Arterio Morris, who got into trouble before the season. And then you get a couple of injuries, and all of a sudden you need a bad call to beat Samford in the first round of the NCAA tournament, and you're nowhere close to the Big 12 title hunt, which is way below the Kansas standard. And what have you seen Bill Self do in response to a roster that didn't have enough players on it? You've seen him go out and go nuts in the portal and add a lot of depth and a lot of pieces while retaining essentially almost everybody who could come back. And he's going to go into next season with 12 guys that almost anybody in the country would have in their rotation. And what you see John Calipari insinuating here is that, nope, I don't need that. I just need 8 or 9. Well, if you get a perfect run of health, nobody gets in trouble, no academic issues, and nothing goes wrong whatsoever, then sure, I get where he's coming from. But that's just not the reality. The days of, you know, you getting through a season with 8 or 9 guys, I mean, we talked about this earlier, but I think 10 or 11 makes a little bit more sense. With the rationale, I get, that you don't want to develop guys who are just then going to leave, or they're not going to have enough minutes, and so you're paying them your NIL budget to sit on the bench. But you don't have to go to 13, but get 10 or 11, John. I mean, come on, eight or nine, that's just not enough in this era.
Yeah, and I know you talked to Sparky about this a little bit earlier, but the practice thing I do agree with him on. To find the practice intensity when you have all of those 5- and 4-star freshmen, you need to find that early. With Billy Richmond and Boogie Fland, I don't think it's best to try to develop them using GAs and walk-ons. They're not getting the best looks in practice in the preseason. And how many times with John Calipari at Kentucky did we hear halfway through the season, well, we have a bunch of freshmen, they need to learn what is expected of them along the way. They'll get there. They'll get there. And then the last 4 or 5 years, they weren't quite there. By the time we got to the NCAA tournament, we know Rob Dillingham and Reed Shepherd sort of fell short this year when they ended up playing Oakland. I just think that there is more to that practice conversation as well. You can't just assume that these 5-stars are going to be able to maximize their abilities playing against washed up European players that are GAs and walk-ons.
Yeah, you need 10, you need 11. Go out and get some 3-star prospect right now who's committed to Arkansas State.
Right.
Go out and look at somebody who's commit. I mean, I shouldn't suggest that.
You don't want to anger the Arkansas State fans here in the listening audience.
No offense to the Jonesboro folks and the Red Wolves, good people up there. But look, there's a lot of talented players throughout the state of Arkansas who would die for the opportunity to go and play at Arkansas on a scholarship without a dime of NIL coming their way, who could go in there and be competent practice bodies. Because when you talk about walk-ons, you're generally talking, not always, but generally, about guys who got down to a decision between, do I go D3 and pay my own way and go to a small private school, or do I go D1 and walk on and know I'll probably never play except for in a few November blowouts. Those are the type of guys that you fill out a roster with when you're talking about walk-ons. But there's lots of Division I caliber players around the country who aren't going to eat your NIL budget, who aren't going to pitch a fit about minutes, who you could build out this roster with. And I don't know why they wouldn't kind of go that direction. And you've seen John Calipari do that at times throughout his career at Kentucky. He had a couple of lower tier freshmen on his roster at Kentucky this past season. Jordan Burks played a little bit, and then he had another in-state kid who was on that roster who, you know, couldn't quite crack the rotation, but I mean, that kid got to wear the Kentucky uniform, and I'm sure that meant a lot to him. So I think there's a smarter way to accomplish what he's trying to accomplish than just going in with 8 scholarship guys and not really being able to play 5-on-5 at practice.
Yeah, talking with David W. Cobb. That's him on Twitter. But David Cobb from CBS Sports, college football and college basketball writer for them. Now let's get to these group of 5 rankings that you have published today at CBS Sports. Coming in at number 1, Boise State. Makes sense. They won the Mountain West title after Spencer Danielson put them on a nice little run to end the season. Ashton Ginty, really good running back, although Spencer Danielson said there's 12 schools that reached out to him, and he's peeved by that. They bring in Malachi Nelson, who's a 5-star prospect. That's going to be nice. We'll see what he looks like in a Boise State uniform. Then you have Liberty with Caden Salter returning. It looked like he was going to get in the portal for a while, but he stepped back from that. So Liberty, I think, will be solid. You have Memphis at number 3. What was the rationale for the way you ranked these top 3?
Yeah, well, I actually say it was a little bit. So Shahan and I, my colleague, we collaborated on this, and he sent me his ballot, and he had Memphis firmly in, but a couple of spots lower. I looked at the AAC hierarchy, and I see a Tulane team. Some people might be surprised that I still have them in the top 5, you know, at number 5 here. But even though they've gone through that coaching transition from Willie Fritz to John Summerall, Tulane is still going to be pretty solid. But what separates Memphis from the rest of the pack in the AAC for me is the amount of returning production and the positions where they have that returning production. You talk about having Seth Hennigan back and Rock Taylor back and some key offensive linemen back. I mean, Memphis is an offensive-oriented program and has been for over a decade now during this solid run of 3 pretty good coaches. And so when you look at a 10-win Memphis team bringing back a lot on the offensive side of the ball, to me that's a kind of a no-brainer there, because while Tulane is still talented, they are going through the coaching change. They are losing their star quarterback in Michael Pratt. And so it just felt – like Memphis deserved that nod at number three as my highest ranked AAC team. And so we do have a handful of other AAC teams in this group of five power ranking. So I'm not suggesting that it's going to be easy by any stretch for Memphis. In fact, I look at this group of five situation. I see a pretty open situation. A lot of teams with the ability to go out and claim that CFP bid, but certainly Memphis is a part of that conversation. I think that's a big part of why a lot of these guys came back, and that returning production accounted pretty heavily for Memphis being as high as they were in this ranking.
So you talk about Memphis being an offensive program, and that is the truth of it. I completely understand. When they finally had a decent defense there under Adam Fuller, what happened? 2019, you get to the Cotton Bowl. It's not that hard to understand. If you have a decent defense, you can even take this thing into a higher stratosphere. But hasn't that all, even dating back to when I played, that's always been the drawback with this program of trying to put them atop all of the type of rankings like this. If that defense could just be top three, top four in the conference, this team would be, you know, drag and drop, no doubt, number one in the group of five, right?
Yeah, I would absolutely say so. I mean, you could be a top 30, top 40 defense nationally. That gets you to the point where, yeah, you're more squarely in that conversation to be number one. But you look at Spencer Danielson there at Boise State, he comes from a defensive background. Yep. And then you look at some of Memphis's top competition in the AAC. Now you go from a Willie Fritz, who was best known for his offenses and some really high level dynamic playmakers there on offense, to a John Summerall, who is a defensive guy. And I would expect Tulane to be pretty stingy defensively. They bring back their leading tackler, even though they lost Willie Fritz to Houston. So it's kind of the old adage of would you, you know, defense wins championships and all that. Not so sure that's the case anymore in college football. I mean, that's kind of up for debate now. I mean, we've seen Michigan and Georgia kind of turn back the clock a little bit, but it wasn't all that long ago that LSU and Alabama were in the national titles with Joe Burrow and Devontae Smith as Heisman Trophy winners. So, you know, which would you rather have? I think for a lot of reasons, you'd rather have a high-level dynamic offense, but if your defense isn't at least competent, then, you know, it puts a ceiling on what you can accomplish. So I'd say the jury is out. The jury is out on that Memphis defense. I mean, I know they bring back some, but there's been some churn. There's been a little bit of a turnover on that side of the ball. And, you know, if they can just get those guys up to a decent level, then absolutely. I mean, this is a Memphis team with the chops to compete for the AAC title.
On the Tulane front, what do you think? How do you think that Ty Thompson thing goes? Transfers over from Oregon, former four or five star recruit, really good talent. Definitely, he's a multi-tooled type of quarterback. He can throw the ball, use his legs a little bit. How do you expect that to go?
Well, he's got to win the job first,
right?
Because Kai Horton is still
solid
around.
Player.
Yeah, and he played a little bit last year in some fairly key moments. And so Ty Thompson's got to win the job first. But that's a guy that the new staff brought in. Presumably they brought him in because he's going to start. Presumably, when you're a former top 100 prospect and you are one of the most highly touted quarterbacks in your class, you don't transfer down from the Power 5 to the Group of 5 without a decent level of assurance that you're going to win the job. So Ty Thompson's got to win the job over Kai Horton, but assuming he does that, the upside there is really high. I mean, we talk about Caden Salter at Liberty in this group, and it's a similar situation. The circumstances that led him to transfer away from Tennessee were more about off the field stuff, than it was about could he win the job or not. Although, you know, he would have had to beat out, you know, Hendon Hooker and Joe Milton and all that. But I think that could be a cop, because Caden Salter ends up at Liberty in Conference USA and just is absolutely tearing it up. Now you look at the AAC and Ty Thompson, and you know, it's going to be a more of an uphill battle. The AAC is better than Conference USA. The Tulane schedule is harder than the Liberty schedule. But I think there's a decent chance that Ty Thompson comes in and is a, you know, top third of the league type of quarterback, because there's no shame in getting beaten out by Bo Nix, a first round draft pick. And then Oregon going out and getting Dylan Gabriel, who has five seasons of like really high level college production at great programs under his belt. So, you know, I'm not throwing Ty Thompson out because of those circumstances. I think he could end up at Tulane and really flash.
And I'm glad that the rankings that you have at CBS Sports sort of back up what I've been saying about South Florida. You have him in sort of that dark horse spot. I've been trying to tell people with Alex Golish and what he did at Tennessee and the amount of offense he runs. Year one, we're talking about a 7-win team winning their first bowl game since 2019. They're coming. I don't know if it's going to be this year where they immediately break through, but I saw year one with Byron Brown as a redshirt freshman quarterback. He was phenomenal, and he lit up the Tigers last year. I think he had 5 TDs to 1 INT, threw for 300 yards. He ran for 800 last year, accounted for 37 total touchdowns. Alex Golish with Naquan Wright. They have a wide receiver, Sean Atkins, I believe. Like, that team and that offense, they're built to go into the future and be very, very successful. And it may be this year. We'll see.
Yeah, no doubt. What Alex Golish did in year one, coming off of that Jeff Scott era in South Florida, that was pretty insane. And you know, Memphis has to go down there and play this year. So schedule-wise, a tough run when you look at Memphis having to play on the road against some of the higher-tier teams in the AAC. But the thing that kind of impressed me about South Florida when looking into these power rankings is that going into spring ball, they were the only team in the AAC that ranked higher than Memphis in Bill Connolly's returning production metric at ESPN. And so you make that massive leap in year one, and then you get almost everybody back that you could hope to get back. And a lot of that stuff comes back on the offensive side of the ball, which is Alex Golish's, that's what he does. In year two, working with Josh Heupel at Tennessee, that's when Tennessee took the huge step and went from a fringe bowl team to, an 11-win type of program. So, I look at Alex Golish in South Florida, and I see, like what you said, dark horse. I think that is a very apt term there, because you don't want to just assume that a team that won one game 2 years.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Years ago, is all of a sudden going to jump up and be one of the best of the group of five? But do they have the potential? Yeah, they definitely
but
have.
We've seen that with Florida, AAC Florida teams in the past. Right?
Right. They've got
because the Central Florida Scott Frost era went very similarly. Coming off that nasty, I think they lost every game, right? the year before, one win, then they went 7-6, then they went undefeated the next year.
And South Florida's had his moments in the past, too. I mean, Charlie sure. Strong and
I played some of those teams. I remember very – I understand.
You do. And so that's been a little bit of a sleeping giant here as of late. And you take SMU out of the league, you take Cincinnati, Houston out of the league. Now, all of a sudden, why not? Why not South Florida? Why should they be in the mix? And they clearly seem to be on that type of trajectory now because they've got a star in Alex Golish, and I'll tease this as well. We've got our group of five, first ever. We've always ranked the AAC coaches, but we've never ranked the entire group of five. So at CBS, we do the Power 5 coach rankings, now the Power 4 coach rankings. Those will come out soon. And then after that, we're going to have a group of five coach ranking. And in terms of coaches who have 1 year of experience under their belt, Alex Golish is going to be really, really high on that list. So,
and I'm interested where Ryan lands on that list, because it depends on who you talk to and the thoughts that you actually get about him. Because it's taken 3 years to get to this point where this fourth season with Seth Hennigan, it has to work out.
I could tell you, Gabe, but I would have to kill you if I told you. it'll come out next week. I'm actually going to be in Washington, D.C. next week, but I'm the author on this thing, and I cannot wait to see what the replies and the mentions are like when this thing comes out. Because ranking the top 10 or 15 group of five coaches isn't that hard. Ranking the bottom 10 or 15 isn't that hard. But, man, you've got a whole just mushy middle there between about 20 and 50 where it's just about how you as an individual want to evaluate them. And so, you know, Silverfield's one of those kind of tough ones to evaluate. And I think the fact that they're coming off of a 10-win season, though, it's going to help them a lot in these rankings. I'll be anxious to discuss that with you. Hopefully we can do that sometime soon.
Now, here's my effort at poking holes in the Boise State number one thing here in these rankings, even though it probably doesn't matter for this year. It may matter going into the future in recruiting. What do you think of Spencer Danielson this week? Not only he went after people for Ashton Jeanty and the collusion and people tampering with him. He said 12 different schools reached out to him, even though he's on the roster. But he also said he doesn't want freshmen earning any money from the NIL collective. I think that's a bold strategy. Bold strategy from Spencer Danielson.
For a young head coach in his early to mid-30s to come out and make that sort of proclamation, it's bold. It's risky. In the long run, maybe it helps him because maybe they lose out on a couple of prospects because of that. But if you're a freshman and you go to Boise State and you know that on the front end, then, after you get your four games of redshirt year or play a little bit as a freshman, you know you've got a chance to stay and make a little bit. So maybe it helps with roster retention. It's definitely not going to help with high school recruiting, but maybe it helps you with retention to where you're not losing guys every year after they flash as a freshman in whatever limited action they see. So I'm not going to sit here and say that I think that was a good idea or that he should have said it. But I am willing to let it play out a little bit and see sort of where that takes them. I mean, this Boise State program, they almost feel like invincible. It's been a quarter century now that they've been the class, more or less, of the group of five. And even amid the chaos of the tail end of Brian Harsin and some of the Andy Avalos stuff, I mean, they still, every year, are right there in the Mountain West title mix. And, if you're in the mix to win the Mountain West, you're going to be one of the best teams of the group of five. I mean, it's the Mountain West, the AAC, and then the other leagues come next. Those two are the best of the G5s right now. And Boise State, even though they've not been as steady or as solid over the last couple of years, man, they're not far off, and they seem to always find their way into that title game. So I think, I'm willing to see how it plays out there.
Yeah, and there's also the whole thing about coaches may say one thing 1 year that can shift pretty quickly. Right. I mean, Dabo Sweeney famously said he was going to quit when the players started making NIL money. Last time I checked, he hasn't quit. But he has not gotten any players out of the transfer portal. That is one big thing about him.
Absolutely insane. Yeah. Maybe we'll see Spencer Danielson's tune change if all of a sudden there's a high-caliber prospect.
Like, if Malachi Nelson was coming out and he wanted to go to Boise State, you cannot limit his NIL earning power as a five-star. And I know he's a transfer, but if you have a chance to land a guy like that, let him get some damn collective money. Tell him what's on the table for him. Especially if you're in recruiting battles with USC and Oregon and all these other schools that have ridiculous NIL earning power.
And Malachi Nelson's getting paid. He's going to be a redshirt freshman this year. So I'm sure that his his no NIL for freshman policy only applies to true freshmen. Because, I mean, there's no way Malachi Nelson is going to Boise State for free, for a scholarship, you know, for that Boise State education, right? So, yeah, I would venture to guess that he's getting paid, and that Boise State offense could be interesting. I mean, they got Dirk Cutter back again, an NFL veteran, former Boise State head coach. He's done some good work there in the recent past. You get him back with a potential star quarterback in Malachi Nelson. Yeah, Boise State's going to be fun. They're going to be interesting as per usual. But I'm excited about this Group of Five race in college football this year, and it's going to be fun to see Memphis navigate its way through that. It's going to be fun to see Memphis play at Florida State this season. So. I'm more excited, I think, about the Group of Five football right now than I probably have been in a while, because we know one of those teams is going to be in the playoff, and it's going to be, you know, hopefully a team that really has some juice once they get there, because you know, after what Liberty did in the Fiesta Bowl a year ago, you know, we want to see something a little bit more intriguing, or something with a little bit more pop than what that team had once they got to the big stage.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, I think that it's more open than the top of the sport in the Group of Five, because I think Georgia and Ohio State sort of have everybody lapped at this particular moment. But we'll see. We'll see by the time we get into season. David, have a good weekend. Appreciate you hopping on.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Gabe.
Yes, sir. That's David Cobb at David W. Cobb on X. He's from CBS Sports, college football and college basketball. So make sure you go find all of his work at CBSSports.com. Now, as we approach Sunday and Mother's Day, there's two things that Mom wants for Mother's Day: jewelry and flowers. Robert Irwin Jewelers has you covered, because now through Mother's Day, get a free Mother's Day flower bouquet with your purchase of $99 or more while supplies last. Here's what you got to do. Head to Robert Irwin Jewelers and choose a gift of jewelry that Mom will treasure forever. To the Moon and Back, Mother's Day diamond necklace starts at $99. Flexi diamond bangle bracelets from $899 to $5,999. Available in white, yellow, or rose gold. You can get a diamond paw necklace for your pet's mother. That's $119. And then the diamond essentials that I always tell you about. Diamond solitaire earrings, pendants, bracelets, starting at $299. And when you spend $99 or more, Robert Irwin Jewelers will reserve a vibrant and colorful Mother's Day fresh flower bouquet that will be ready for pickup today and tomorrow before Mother's Day. So they also have free financing, 12-month 0% interest, or take up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Mother's Day sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. One of their five locations are online at rijewelers.com. This just in, before I get to just some disgusting news out of the NBA, the Tiger football staff. It looks like the team has added a solid player. Former Tennessee linebacker Elijah Herring has committed to Memphis. And if you're paying attention, Elijah Herring led the Vols in tackles in 2023 with 2 years of eligibility remaining. So how about that? That's a hell of a pickup. A hell of a pickup. And I think the Connor, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong for speculating this. I think the FedEx and the NIL and all that world has changed for Memphis pretty quickly if you can land a guy like this.
I think that's fair.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Now, on to some NBA news that's absolutely disgusting. We'll get to it after the break.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, now we need to get to the NBA news that I find absolutely dumbfounding here in a moment. But I do think we need to celebrate and talk about this a little bit more. Coming down about 5 minutes ago, Elijah Herring, transfer linebacker from Tennessee, has committed to the University of Memphis. He led Tennessee last year in tackles with 79. And if you go look at Rivals, he is a four-star transfer linebacker, and he ranked as the 16th best transfer in the 2024 Rivals transfer rankings. This is a massive get. And if you're not paying attention to what that linebacking core looks like already, they're going to have the best linebacking core in the AAC, to say the least. I feel very confident saying that. Chandler Martin, first team all AAC. Javonte Mackey is a guy who came over from Arkansas State, had 84 tackles last year to lead them in tackles. He takes the step up to Memphis. Now you have a guy taking a step down, but certainly will be a very productive guy. And Elijah Herring, who led the damn Tennessee Volunteers in tackles last year. And I have no other thing to believe besides the fact that NIL money's already starting to kick in, and it's already starting to sway opinions of recruits out there in the transfer portal and high school alike.
Let Fred Smith
Good God. But he's 6'3", 238. He was a sophomore last year, 2 years of eligibility. This is a tremendous get. Tremendous get for Ryan Silverfield and the staff. I have to make that very, very clear. This is unbelievable. This is impressive as hell for them to go be able to make a splash like that for not just like a SEC talent. This is an SEC talent with the production in the SEC to match. Impressive as hell. Impressive as hell. 16th ranked transfer portal recruit, according to Rivals. 4-star transfer portal recruit, according to Rivals. Unbelievable stuff. Now on to the NBA. In dumb news of the day, Mike Budenholzer has been hired by the Suns. That's not dumb. It's not surprising. We understood that. Once Frank Vogel was out, he was the main guy for the job. He's from the state of Arizona. He gets to go back home. I feel good for Bud. I'm very happy for Bud. But then when you see the contract, that's where this thing goes haywire. Connor, can you tell me the contract?
5 years, $50 million.
Which makes him where in regards to highest paid coaches in the NBA?
The third highest paid coach in the NBA.
Behind which two guys?
Greg Popovich, which makes sense. And the one that doesn't, Monty Williams.
Good Lord. Matt Ishbia, listen, I can give you credit for spending money, buddy. Like, you went and got KD, you went and got Brad Beal, you went and got Devin. I mean, you still have Devin Booker. You're going to re-up him, whatever it is. You're paying a lot of money, $209 million in committed salary. Now you're going to be paying with Frank Vogel on the deal that he has and Mike Budenholzer on the deal he has, $16 million a year for the next 3 years, plus the extra two there for Mike Budenholzer at $10 million per year. For the basically the same coach as Frank Vogel. Like, let's not make a mistake, championship-winning coach, defense first, little bit to be desired on the offensive end. What is he doing? I give him credit for spending the money, but spend it wisely. Understand what you're doing here. I feel great for Bud. Like, I'm very happy for Bud. The way it ended with the Bucks, his wife and all the issues that they had at the end and, like, the, you know, how much heartache he had to go through. I wanted a guy like that to land on his feet and get into a good situation. I don't think the situation with the Suns is perfect, but if you're making $10 million a year over the next 5 years, that's pretty damn good for Bud. But for the Suns, that is just spending money to spend money. He's from the state of Arizona. You probably could have got him on less money. $10 million a year for a coach in the NBA for Mike Budenholzer is absolutely insane. And I think most of us should be able to admit that.
Yeah, I'm really happy for Coach Bud, but that number is crazy. That's a crazy number. It's not like there were reports that Mike Budenholzer didn't want to come back to the NBA or he was happy at home and you had to pull him out of retirement to come back to coach. It's not like he's Phil freaking Jackson.
He's from the state of Arizona.
It's his hometown team. And you're giving it now. It's a dream come true for Mike Budenholzer.
Sure.
It's going to be even better when they fire him in 3 years and he gets to make that money right. And stay in his home state.
But it feels like you're hiring him to fire him when things don't go right in the playoffs, which they obviously won't go right because you're not going to have the surrounding pieces. You're paying a guy $50 million for the next 3 years who missed a third of the games this year and is completely out of his prime in Brad Beal. It just feels like this is, what are we doing? Again, Matt Ishbia. You love this team. You love the franchise you bought. And I give you a lot of credit for that. And like that's sort of bare minimum. You should have that. But spending this amount of money, just throwing it at people, that doesn't just immediately mean you're going to have success. You can invest in something a whole lot of money and still lose out on your investment. I feel like he is in this business right now, and he thinks the more money I throw at this thing, the more successful it's going to be. That's not how these things work.
It's a roster problem. It wasn't a coaching problem. It was a roster issue. It was a roster issue, and you're going to double down.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
With this dumb roster.
The thing that really strikes me about, you know, going from Frank Vogel to Mike Budenholzer, not only that they're similar coaches, championship-winning coaches, we've talked about all that, but why did Bud get fired in the first place with the Bucks? Early playoff bounce, and he couldn't get along with Giannis.
Exactly.
Now he has to go get along with Kevin Durant. It's unfair. Unfair expectation for him to... He burnt a bridge with another superstar. Now he's got to go keep a superstar who's not oft happy. But he got $50 million. He's got $10 million a year, third highest paid coach in the NBA. So
listen, hey, if I had to watch...
Good work if you can get it, Connor. We always say that. Good work if you can get it.
If I had to watch Nurkic play basketball every single night, I would also want $10 million. That guy sucks.
But going back to Arizona, you'd think that you wouldn't have to pay him all that money.
You would think. No, Isaiah Thomas was like, give him 10.
Do it.
Hit me.
Do it. He'll be great. All right. Now, there's more than one way to sell your home. Maybe Mike Budenholzer has to do that and go get a home.
Does he want to buy mine for $10 million? Feel free.
But you can go through Realty Company, find a realtor. They handle everything for you. Or you can use the community FSBO process, next-gen FSBO process. FSBO is FSBO, stands for For Sale by Owner. They give you the tools to make yourself your own boss when it comes to selling your home. They have three separate packages that let you take advantage of the next-gen FSBO process. You pick your package. They handle everything from there, professional photography, interactive 3D walkthrough, floor plans, room measurements, and, of course, the listing. You can save up to 90% on that list price if you use one of their packages. And if you have a bunch of value in your home, you could save even more than that. So take advantage. But after that, you field offers, you get a contract, and you're on your way, but they also have other options where they can handle that for you. But if you're looking to sell your home, look into Community FSBO. It's an unreal next-gen process that you are sure to latch onto. Check them out at communityfsbo.com. That's communityfsbo.com, or call them at 901-660-FSBO. That's 901-660-3726. Now, we need to go ahead and get to small talk, and we'll wrap it up and get you out to the Knicks at Pacers game. But in small talk today, I'll tell you why we are living in a simulation.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And small talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. I'll tell you why we're living in a simulation. Flavor Flav. We know Flavor. Flavor. Love. Rapper, I guess. Clock around the neck. We know Flavor Flav. Definitely a hell of a personality. I was reading a story today, though, on ESPN, then also on CBS Sports, about what he's doing in regards to sports and, you know, what his next venture is. And it turns out there's a woman by the name of Maggie Steffens who is on the USA women's water polo team, who's really good. And they're trying to, you know, get up a bunch of money. They have some financial struggles. But she won a gold medal, Maggie Steffens, in 2012, 2016, and 2020. She went to Instagram and posted about these financial struggles, that they're looking for a sponsor, that they're looking for someone to really get them over the top so they can make it to these next Olympics coming up here relatively soon. Now, Flavor Flav stepped up. He stepped up. He ended up commenting on the social media post by Maggie Steffens of the USA women's water polo team. And he said, hey, yo, as a girl dad and supporter of all women's sports, I'm a personally sponsor my girl, whatever you need. And I'm a sponsor the whole team. My manager's in touch with your agent, and I'm going to use all my relationships and resources to help all y'all even more. That's a Flavor Flav promise. Signed, Flav. Flavor Flav is stepping up to help USA women's water polo. I'm sorry. That's a ridiculous headline. That's a ridiculous story. What?
It also makes all of the sense in the world.
It kind
of
does.
It also makes all of the sense in the world that Flavor Flav is a water polo fan and is going to sponsor the team.
It fits into the simulation that we live through every day.
The coding matches.
Now, also, I have to mention this. There was a story about Pro Football Talk that involved Kendrick Davis and Rashee Rice.
I did see this.
Rashee Rice is going through a lot of legal issues right now from a hit and run and also an assault on a photographer. But Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio ended up reporting this. Multiple teams learned before the NFL draft that Rashee Rice, wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, was allegedly involved in an incident at SMU. Rice or someone with him fired multiple bullets into an empty car belonging to Kendrick Davis after attending an SMU basketball game with friends. Apparently, Rashee Rice thought that Kendrick Davis was messing around with his woman. That's basically the crux of the story. But wow. It just shows a pattern of behavior that's getting very, very scary with Rashee Rice. I don't know if he has get right in him. If he's been doing this dating back to SMU and somebody with him or him fired bullets into an unoccupied vehicle, this is getting ridiculous.
Rashee Rice, meet Xavier Worthy. He's going to take your spot.
I don't know. Rashee Rice, with all this stuff stacking up, I don't know if he's going to play a snap this year. I don't know if that's going to happen. I think that's the last thing that should be on his mind, quite frankly. Wild stuff. After winning a Super Bowl, just all this unfolding right before you. Got too big for his britches.
Gabe, I have a small update for you. We were wrong on the number for Mike Budenholzer. It's $50 million plus. Plus. Oh, it's going to be more than 50. Somebody put out a great photo out there. Rush Hour. $50
million? Yeah, come on. Chelsea Clinton? What do we got? That's ridiculous.
$50 million?
That's ridiculous.
It's
That's
absolutely
ridiculous.
Insane.
But we're going to send you off to Knicks at Pacers here in a moment. Make sure you enjoy all the NBA playoff action. Enjoy your weekend in general. Take care of your mother on Sunday. Make sure you take care of her. Make her feel loved. But we're going to be back after the weekend on Monday. But that's a wrap for today. Thanks to David Cobb for his contributions to today's show. We're going to go ahead and pass you off to Knicks at Pacers. But for Connor, I'm Gabe. Be easy, be safe, and enjoy your weekend.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention Patriots, this is Jason Hansen, former CIA officer, with an urgent message for anyone concerned about their financial future. In a world filled with economic uncertainty, it's crucial to have a rock-solid plan for protecting your wealth. That's why I'm inviting you to a special financial briefing this Thursday. You'll get proven strategies for safeguarding your assets and securing your money. Call my friends at Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to register for free right now. Again, call 800-741-GOLD.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Atlas Tube in the Zekelman campus is expanding. Join a growing team in our new advanced facility that's definitely not your average steel mill. Earn great pay, bonuses, and competitive benefits while supporting the future of American steel. We're now hiring skilled industrial electricians, mechanics, maintenance, and many more. Text STEEL to 20123 for more information. Again, that's STEEL, STEEL, to 20123. Or visit us at Zekelman.com/jobs. Zekelman, believe in what you build.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Affordable online therapy on a flexible schedule. Start the process.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.